This is the Morning Crossfire on 92.3 Nigeria Info.
And while parties are yet to pick their candidates, a lot of consultation is ongoing. We've seen aspirants move from state to state, palace to palace, place to place, consulting, trying to convince delegates, party members, to vote for them during the party primary. This is just about a year before the elections will take place, and of course swearing in and all that. And some people have said that once the electioneering process begins, as it is now, that governance begins to suffer. Now, you're a Nigerian, you're a citizen, you're listening from some part of the country. Would you say that it is indeed the case? Does governance suffer when the electioneering process begins? Do you have examples to cite? Or you believe that, well, things are going on the way they've always gone on? So perhaps that could also mean that some states can actually run on autopilot in some way. Or maybe you think something should be done. For example, sitting officers should not contest for elections. They should serve out their term. Or possibly maybe resign and hand over to the next in command so that that person just finishes their tenure while they look for something else. But I want to hear from your own experience. Perhaps you went to government office. Perhaps you tried to get a service and you could not because the person who is supposed to be on seat is trying to, you know, get the bag, secure the bag for their next appointment. 0817-923-0002, 0817-923-0003, 0817-923-0009 are the numbers to call. From your experience, from what you've seen, would you say that governance actually stops when the electioneering process begins, as we have seen happening in Nigeria, with elections coming and aspirants moving from place to place trying to secure votes? Hello?
Yeah, Mr. Zion, good morning to
good
you.
Good morning.
The Enigma. Sometimes last year, I'm calling it like this on radio, that in the political lexicon of Nigeria, democratically, 2022 does not exist.
Really?
Yes, it doesn't. You will not see development. You will not see government impact. You will not see policies that have been enacted to favor the people. You will not even get to their offices immediately and get your issues sorted out immediately. No. Take a look at the Rivers State government. For instance, last month, if you have had any appointment with the governor for a serious interview that needed international recognition, you won't get him. He's not there. He's far away. Including the political appointees. At the position that even you needed serious information, you will not get them there. They are not on seat. What are they doing? They are consulting. And you like it or not, it's like a wasted year for the political development. If they have been in their offices, there have been one or two inspirations that would have flowed in. There have been one or two consultations or two or three visitations from one international organization sent by somebody to give the government certain opportunity that will leverage the economy of the people, but they are not there. And don't forget, government policy does not just come. They are what? The dreams and aspirations of people that have been injected by a particular person by holding a political office, which automatically become a decision, and that decision, when it is stood upon, is now a policy.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Until we get to that point where political officers should not contest the election. If you want to contest, resign. That is how we can get it right, Mr. Zion.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yes, good morning. You're on.
Yeah, my name is Nonsa. I'm calling from Ada, George. Yeah, so indeed, governance does suffer when it's getting towards election having period. The case in point, to have in River State, you have trash littered everywhere. I think that the problem we have, I'd like to look at them in three phases. One, we have a situation in the country where people wear the cloak of government. Okay, instead of allowing institutions to do their job, we have a WAMA, which ideally should be independent to do their job, independent of whether the governor is sitting or not sitting. But the governor is at war, the WAMA is dead, trash is everywhere. We have also have a situation where state funds are used for electionary campaigns. I do believe that if anybody wants to vie for a higher office, they should resign. I don't believe in this. Wait for 30 days and all that. Once you want to aspire to a higher office, you should step down, be a normal man, use your money, fund it, and let the process and the machine of government continue to run. The kind of democracy we practice here, it's nonsense. Once the governor is not around, the state shuts down. So what happens to people's livelihood? So the whole place is a mess. You're driving through the road, the smell is oozing everywhere. It's a mess. We need to be able to distance people from the institutions of government.
But
the institutions in Nigeria should be able to run. Whether the governor is dead or alive, whether he's around or not, they should be able to run. We should begin to discountenance this big man system in government, where the governor is the governor general of everything. If he sneezes, everybody catches a cold. If the president sneezes, everybody's running. We should be able to have a government where institutions run independent. Or whether the governor or president is senile or stupid, the institutions run clearly.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you. Nelson is calling from Elios. Nelson, good morning.
Yeah, fine.
You're on.
Okay. I know, just like your first caller said, 2022 does not exist in the calendar year of governance in Nigeria as it stands. Let's use our immediate environment as a case study. You can see that recently the governor just terminated the contract of waste disposal companies in River State because they've not been doing their job.
They've not been doing their job.
Hold on, Nelson. Yes?
They've not been doing their job. So the governor had to wait until now?
Is that?
You said they've not been doing their job.
Recently, yes.
Oh, recently.
Recently, they've not been doing their job. You see that Port Harcourt is
Nelson.
I'm listening.
Do you recall that the governor called out the Riwama person, I think maybe months ago, and said he will take action if they don't step up? Do you recollect that?
Yes, I just said that.
Okay.
You see, this is happening. It's a deliberate action, because let's assume that this is the first tenor or the first year of the tenor of the governor. This won't be happening because this tenor is rounding up. And it has been the approach of government employees. Like, okay, government don't be finished. So let's take what we can take and go. Let's use the ASUU strike again as a case study. The ASUU strike is not resolving. The ASUU strike is not it's not something that it's not rocket science. You see, but it's not their primary concern now, because INEC has released timetable and they have a timeline, they have a deadline to conduct primaries and revert to INEC. So everything about governance now is on hold. Like somebody said earlier, governors that are seeking for political positions and political appointees that also have political ambitions have practically abandoned their duty and are on consultation right now. Chris Ngige, the Minister of Labor and Productivity, right?
Yes.
Yes, he should have resolved this as this strike with ASUU. It's been lingering for 3 months. For 3 months now, it's ASUU strike. It's just to have a discussion with ASUU on the round table and resolve this. It seems like a very big hill to climb. But rather, they are traveling from one place to the other, consulting, seeking for political offices and all. let me remind you what happened when Governor Yemi Amechi left office. If you recall, apparently they carted away, they looted government properties in government house and all, because the government of that administration has left, and from the election, the new government is coming. So the people, that the domestic staff that were there had nothing to do but looted government properties, even as small as those.
Okay.
So if you see that, another instance is, the official cars that have been...
Nelson, thank you. Andy's waiting from Rumo Dumaya. Ngige's Minister of Labour and Employment.
No, good morning.
Yes, Andy, go on.
Yeah, I have a problem here, because just like what you have just raised, I have a big problem when it comes to governance during the electionary period, because it has been a problem in Nigeria, and I don't think it's going to go off us. Because one, our governors and our leaders will travel and they will come back with Real Madrid Academy. Just of recent, France had their election, and I followed it up. Even up to the extent Macron would have missed a talk show just because he was trying to do a matter that concerns the country as at that moment. But finally he came. They asked him. He said he was having one or two in his offices and all that. What are we saying? We will only go to United States to go and copy ways that we use to embezzle the public funds. When it comes to governance. Before now, there are some persons that have promised the electorate that during the electionary period, he will not abandon the project, he will not abandon governance. What are we seeing today? It is a wake-up call. And I think the electorate, in as much as I know, before now, we have the power to elect. Until we start electing the right leaders, it will continue to happen, and it will continue to bestow nonsense on us.
I don't know what that part meant, but Tara is calling from Buguma. Tara, good morning.
Yeah, good morning.
You're on.
Yes, no, I have a contrary opinion on when politics starts.
Okay.
Suffer setback. And I'm governance structure. You cannot rule out the function of the civil servant. For instance, Minister of Works, you have the commissioners, you have the PAMSEC, the directors. And the commissioner is the political head. Meanwhile, I can tell you that most of the duties, the governance is being run by this civil servant. For instance, projects are going on. That's why the fact that Wike is running for it all. The projects are effectively going on in the state. Salaries are paid. Basically, if you go to security, the work is going on. The engine room of every government is the civil service. You know, you agree with me. And so when people say, because politics have started, you know, I refuse to agree to that. Yeah, division of labor. The government...
All right, not to bother the network. Thank you for calling. He doesn't agree. He says there's division of labor, so everyone has a task and a role to play. But when it looks like you're not playing their role, Taria, who is going to call them to order? If the overseer, the general overseer in this case, is in there. On Twitter at Nigerian for PH, on WhatsApp 08090306416. Do well to send your messages in. The commercial will play shortly when I join for Port Harcourt. Stay tuned.
We take off with the biggest conversations with an exchange of opinions and ideas on the Morning Crossfire. Settle you into your day when we say hello, Port Harcourt.
Take you on a ride to the sunny side of life.
Hover a bit while picking at the details on hard facts. Take a detour through the exciting world of sports.
And get back on track with Let's Talk.
land you safely as we chit-chat into the morning on Chat Station.
Chat Station.
And then do it all over again on your number one talk, news and sports radio station, 92.3 Nigeria Info.
Thank you for staying tuned. It's 29 minutes gone past 8 o'clock. It's a Tuesday morning, 3rd May 2022. We're talking governance. The electionary has begun. We've seen some aspirants trying to secure the bag with delegates. And would you say, from what you have seen or experienced in your locality, your state, your local government, that governance suffers when electioneering starts? Or you, like the last caller, believe that, there are people who are saddled with different tasks in government. So if the chief executive officer, for example, isn't on seat, it should not distort anything. 0817 923 0002, 0817 923 0003, 0817 923 0009 are the numbers to call. Good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
My name is Manford.
All right.
I'm calling you from Anna. I want to lend my voice to the discussion.
You're welcome.
The issue is that we have the civil servants who are supposed to be in charge of some things in case this kind of situation arises. But it is obvious that, for example, we have farmers and commissioners, but the farmers are not given the opportunity to manage their ministry. You understand? So they would have been in the right position to handle those, take care of the lapses in case the commissioner or the governor is away because of the electionary process, going for campaign or maybe consultations like this. So I think for me, that is the challenges we are having. And until government comes to analyze this, or our political office know that issue will still occur. That's right. My own opinion.
Thank you. Amadi is calling from location. Amadi, good morning. Hello?
Hello, good morning.
Morning. You're on the location, NTA Road?
Hello?
Amadi, go on.
Okay. But why we are suffering on this governance is that if somebody has actually done well, do you think the person need to jump up and down, like try to convince people to do or elect him? In as much as I'm concerned, while looking at the system of governance in Nigeria, that they have not really done well, because Rivers is a case file. And now pensioners are crying, and laborers are crying. We can see everywhere littered. And then why do we knock our head like to elect the same person in office? So if you have done well, I think the people will call you. The people will call you and say, come, we need you. But if you have not done well, I think that is what it is. And then it's not like on election process, that's when we start suffering. No. The government has been abandoned from the day one they have been elected. So it's not like on the day of election, that is when we are suffering. No. From the day they have been elected, that is the day we start suffering. Because they cannot do anything.
Amadi?
Yeah.
Yeah. So you believe that if a public office holder seeks re-election, for example, that if he has done well, that they won't need to campaign at all?
No, definitely they will do their campaign. But at least what we are seeing in River State today is not good to every other person. If what does it take for the pensions to be paid? What does it for the NSE the laborers to be attended to? And then you see the problem on the ground currently now, the waste bin. It's a very problem. It's a very big problem to everybody.
All right.
So I believe if the governor of Rivers has done well, he don't need to, people will even stand by him, calling him. So that's it.
Okay. All right. Thank you for calling. a person has done well, they need not put in too much effort, he says. Their good work will speak for them. I don't know if that would apply in Nigeria today, but that's Amadi's position on this one. You mentioned gratuities, and you know, those have been on for a long time. It's not just now. On Facebook at Nigerian4PH, on Twitter at Nigerian4PH, WhatsApp 08090306416. Emmanuel is calling from East West Road. Emmanuel, good morning.
Yeah, good morning.
You're on.
Yeah, I want to thank Nigeria Info for making the issue of dodging and government officials on Ghana. You can imagine if your station has not put the issue of refuse dumps on the spot Ghana, you can imagine what the state would have looked like. The reason why they are on their toes now is because of how Rivers State citizens have been crying and shouting. And I want to call the civil society that if this thing persists because of epidemic and the rest of it, we should hit the streets and carry flags and say no. So as a priest, as a pastor, it's not good. Look at the Polo Junction, the school there, community school. Why should dust bin be sighted in front of a school? Is it because it's a government school? People who don't have children of those who sell tomatoes and the rest of it, can that be done in a private school? So that Polo Junction, Mobile Junction after Polo, that community school.
We know the
government of Rivers State. I'm calling on the principal, every other person to raise their voice and remove that type of dustbin in front of the school for crying out. Who will still resume and we have that kind of heap of dustbin in front of a government school? Please, we should be upstanding and do the needful so that they should be a paradigm to positively. Thank you. Nigerian students are doing a nice job. God bless you.
Thank you, Manuel. So that school, the same school that was overtaken by floods, I think 2 or 3 years ago. I don't know what's going on, but that school needs attention. Thank you for bringing that up. There's a dumps. There's something in a heap in front of the school. And it beats me that it is adults that go there to do that, to create that. Of course, the government failed to provide receptacles, but adults go there to site that thing there, and if you add that to the rain, that means kids can get into that school. It's unbelievable. Corey is in Ozuoba. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yes, you're on.
Yeah, I am Mr. Corey. I called because you asked a question to a young man that if a governor do good, was he not supposed to campaign? Yes, it is right. Sean, I'm asking now for Nigeria. Among these governors that they are campaigning on, which of them is not from APC, which of them is not from PDP? All of them are the same people. And they saw their people suffer. If Ndidi himself, who is a labor, and is to see number of children suffering, and he abandoned the children to go and campaign for president. Of the truth, you and me. If that is the way you go to school, can you read the place you are going? Can you read the place you are going? That's what I'm asking you a question. Can you read that place you are going now? If he is a man that can lead for children, he will abandon his children and not bring for presidency. Whom is he going to rule? Is he when the children have stopped school? That is the question I want to ask. May God bless us in Jesus' name.
Thank you for calling. JJ is calling from Umigbo. JJ, that school and that dump site is close to your neighborhood.
I know. That dirty, when you see the front of that school, don't do good small. I remember when, I think it was last week, one of those major transport companies failed break. Now that dirty, I hold them on. And that dirty hold their motor. If you see the heat, nothing compares. But what the chairman of Obiakpo is doing right now, I think is working up his energy, but little or no result will come out. I remember passing through that NCA Road yesterday in the morning, there was heat. As at afternoon, I was passing again, they have picked up those deaths. But as you're picking up, it's like they are using just one truck. So as you're picking, more are coming. It's like what the Bible says, that the harvest is much, but the harvesters are very few. So at the end of the day, over time, you will get overwhelmed. But anyhow, let's assume you are the accountant of Nigeria Info and you are contesting governorship position, let's say in Delta State. You are just going around from Warri North to Warri South to Ogeli North to Isoko North and all those put together. Your office is locked. You need to pay bills. They have approved invoices and you're not there to pay. What will happen now?
You can't even do it. You need to get out of the building. You drop your letter before that.
I am assuming. That's exactly what is happening at the public sector right now. Nobody is doing anything. Everybody is after their own selfish interest, for goodness sake. Now, let me ask you. You have Ngige and Festus Keyamo as Minister of State for Labour, right? Mm. Why Ngige is the Minister of Labour? Festus Keyamo wants to be Delta State Governor.
He does?
So right now, maybe it's Delta.
He does?
Moving from one place to another. From Warri North to Ogeni South to all these put together. Then, you have Ngige who wants to become President. Moving from Abeokuta to Abakaliki and all those stuff. So who will be negotiating with Labour? You also have a
Minister
of Education who walked out of the student just because they asked him a simple question. Also, I think he said he wants to contest one
the
or two
junior minister.
You have Malami?
The junior minister, why do you buy? He's contesting for something.
By the time you put so who is negotiating with ASU? I think government has taken a back seat, and all we hear right now is everything just moving. Let's assume that even Dan Bazwa was the name of the National Security Advisor. Let's also assume that the Chief of Army Staff is contesting. What happened to those who were kidnapped in the train? I don't understand. So as far as I'm concerned, be it executive, be it legislator, be it appointee, and all those stuff, if you want to contest, don't use government paraphernalia of office, for goodness sake, because it's giving you an edge. Let everybody be on the same slate. Look at now, conclusively. Omar Gigi was in Delta State, our own state, which day yesterday also, telling people that he wrote the Electoral Act. I don't understand. So what happened at the National Assembly? What happened to the constitutional amendment that is supposed to be ongoing?
Okay. And no,
we are living dangerously. Thank you very much.
Ima is calling from Onelga. Ima, thank you for holding. Please go on.
Yeah, hello, good morning.
Good morning.
My name is Emmanuel Wokizne.
All right.
The likes of Chris Ngige should not be voted at all for.
He hasn't picked up a ticket yet.
In favor of 850 Nigerians against ExxonMobil. Please, Ngige, call for discussion. And at the end of the day, advise 850 Nigerians to go and buy Okada and begin to ride against Supreme Court judgment. Quote me, Emmanuel Wukezi. I was in that discussion table. He's not qualified to lead Nigeria in any
we're
form.
We're not, Emmanuel.
Let him down sleep.
Emmanuel, we're not discussing Chris Ngige. Oh my! The last call, I just referenced, you know, him as one of those who's running for the presidency. Wajuba also is running, Minister of State, I believe, for Education. And some other government officials. We'll take one call quickly and then the commercial will play. Come right through. Good morning. Hello, good morning.
Good morning, Eno.
Yes, who am I speaking with?
Conor, calling from Kenya.
All right, let's talk.
Okay, Chris Ngige deserves to be sacked. He cannot contest for the election as a minister of labor, and labor are on strike, as you are on strike. This and this, everywhere, strike. I mean, yeah, and he wants to contest for a president. What is he doing in his own ministry when people are crying?
Okay. Thank you. So that's Chris Ngige. I'm sure some other people who are affected by the actions of some public office holders who are seeking re-election also have something to say about those who are in those positions and how they may have wrecked their lives. Now, that's another kettle of fish. But we're talking governance. Does it stop during the electioneering process? Does it stop? Do they abandon their duties? Should that be? We're not your info. A commercial will play shortly. My name is Enoa Gbaviri. To stay tuned.
This is the Morning Crossfire on 92.3 Nigeria Info.
Thank you for staying tuned. We've got about 9 minutes to wrap this up. You have thoughts on governance in your area, in your state. Would you say the wheel has come to rest because public office holders are seeking re-election? Someone said they shouldn't use paraphernalia of office to run their consultations and their campaigns. And I just thought about that. So they leave office, then they use what they actually have, or maybe something they put aside, I don't know, to actually do it. So perhaps they won't be moving as fast, as quickly, and as the consultations wouldn't be as widespread as they are right now if they have to actually go by what they actually own, which they might have earned. 0817 923 0023 0817 923 0023 0817 923 0009. I don't agree that governance is put on hold because we're in electioneering periods. Someone said if an individual wants to see the governor at this time, he will not meet him on seat. The question is, can someone just wake up and go to the office of the governor without an appointment? The head of government can delegate roles in his or her absence. Like yesterday, the deputy governor delegated his deputy. River State governor delegated the deputy to meet with Labour. If President Biden wants to go for a second term, he would definitely leave the office and go to places to woo voters to vote for him. Austin sent that in from Port Harcourt. Abdul Ghaniyu says, for me, most of PNB appointees declaring for various positions presently are not the kind of leaders Nigerians are looking for because they failed woefully in their responsibilities. Eid Mubarak and all. And our Muslim brothers and sisters, Abdul Ghani, you send that in. Victor is calling from Garrison. Victor, good morning.
Yeah, good man.
You're on.
Yes, I really think this electioneering period is actually affecting governance.
It is?
Yes, it is. It is. For instance, do you remember that over 300 persons were kidnapped on a train en route Kaduna? Now, do you know that right now, those people are there? There is no very strong public, to our public knowledge, the level of negotiation going on for the release of those family members. The last time there was a video or a picture that came up, the husband of one of the women there was watching, you know, his wife being held down. And nobody is talking about it. It's in fact, it's across board. It's at both state government, both ministers. I mean, what have you? So, for my opinion, it would have been better that when people want to contest election, they should resign. Then the government will appoint people to act or to be in place of that office until after the election, electionary period. So that governance will not suffer. You know, I for instance, last was it 2015 when there was a election something, most governors left their state, and that's it. Within this period, the state will be so calm. You will notice the absence of the number one citizen because they are fighting for something up there. So it's across board. The same thing with the ASUU strike. You know, so in fact, in this regime is even worse because the people involved they don't give you, they don't care about what your opinion is. They are out there doing their negotiation to become president or governor. So you talk and talk, it doesn't concern them.
Hmm.
And so the governance is really suffering. It's very obvious.
All right, Brian is in Rumikbo. Brian, good morning.
No, good morning.
Good morning, you're on.
Yes, governance is really suffering, especially in the states, and then River State is a case study. There is one of our fellow radio callers, one Madam Dr. Gokana, in one issue, she said something that I have always thought about, that we Nigerians pretend to forget. This discussion now brings to point, and then what we have all been discussing about recently on the Section 84, Subsection 12 of the newly amended Electoral Act, where we are just merely focusing attention on appointed political office holders rather than elected political office holders. If I am a governor and then I come to office with policies and programs, and then I'm doing my work, I am dedicated to it, and a commissioner makes any of those programs or policies not to function as intended, do I have any stress removing him and getting another person? So our problem when it comes to governance suffering during election is not on appointed political office holders, but elected political office holders who have the final decision. So why everything is suffering in Rivers State now is that the man who should sit is not on seat. And the man who is sitting does not have any policy or program that is projecting a direction.
Is everything so suffering, right?
Hello?
You said everything is suffering. Is everything suffering?
Everything is suffering. And it didn't start today. So the problem we tend to fix, which is the reason why I pointed the statement of that Madam Kokana, is that every time what we are concerned about is electoral reform rather than governance reform. If someone rigs himself into office, but there is a governance structure put in place that should be carried out, he is bound to go on with them. For instance, the primary schools who Amechi left, the model primary schools, the model health centers, the Greater Port Harcourt, if those were governance reform coming from River State, the current governor does not have any option than to continue with those things. So what they did to us with that electoral act reform is just a mere smoke screen. Our greatest problem is governance. Except we do reform on governance, by 2024, we will also talk about the same thing we're talking today. Thank you.
Thank you, Brian. David from Yenagoa, my final caller. Good morning.
Yes, good morning, Madam Eno.
You're on.
How are you today?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
God bless you. I'm good, too. You know, without being told, you will know that governance has taken the back seat. Because the principal himself is so engulfed and busy with the politics. So if the principal who is going to give the directives and see that the directives are being properly obeyed or followed, is seriously engulfed in politics, what do you expect? So for me, for now, I think nothing is actually working again in this state. Governance has really taken the back seat. Even the political appointees too, they are all scrambling to be assembly, to be national assembly member, or one thing or the other. So at the moment, when you go out now, the politicians don't tell you any other thing than 2023 election. Let me give you one example, very quickly. You know, I was at the Bayelsa State public hearing on water resources bill. It was amazing that the public hearing was to hold by 10 o'clock. We were there at 11 o'clock. Because even the members of the committee that are supposed to sit in the public hearing, they were telling us, it's the political season. So to get some of the honorable members became a problem.
All right. Thank you. Point taken, David. Thank you for calling and enjoy the rest of the holiday. So it behoves on us to look really in the right direction. If individuals move, what happens to the institutions? Is it that we continue as a country and as a public office holders to weaken institutions so that when we move, it looks like everything grinds to a halt? My name is Eno Obeveri. Thank you for your time. Enjoy the rest of your holiday. And of course, keep listening to 92.3 Nigerian for Facebook at Nigerian for PH, on Twitter at Nigerian for PH. Good morning.